This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Grant Danny here on the fam. Tobes in for Jeep. So we've been going through this year where Washington ranks among the teams that could dethrone or bother or be a thorn in the side of the Philadelphia Eagles. This is ripped straight from NFL Network, their Good Morning Football show. So I want to decide between you and I and then open up to the folks at 800-636-1067, Tobes. We decided the NFC... The hierarchy in some order, Detroit, Minnesota, the Rams, and Washington. Rank those, or where do you put Washington in those rankings?
I'm still going to have them second behind the Lions, just because I think the Lions roster is still better.
I do too.
But again, I always the big equalizer for me is quarterback. And there's not a quarterback in the NFC I'd take over Jaden Daniels. So it's pretty close. Like, the Lions' overall roster is better, and I think their weapons overall are better. I'm curious to see how they look with both of their coordinators gone.
This is what I was going to bring up.
But I'll take five any day. So it's like a, it's almost like a 1A, 1B situation with the Lions and the Commanders.
So I was going to ask you this. Remember when Philadelphia, the gold standard here, lost their two coordinators, right? Coming off a Super Bowl appearance, both those guys get jobs. Their replacement coordinators, now it's an 11-6 season, but the ending was terrible, and they were kind of, you know, getting by glue and duct tape and guts, but eventually it really went south. How much will Detroit be affected? It's impossible to know, impossible to say, but don't you think that Jared Goff's special security blanket, that cloud of invincibility that he had, goes away a little bit because there's no Ben Johnson?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, Ben Johnson was such a revolutionary type of offensive coordinator, even though I'm not the biggest fan of his. I think with what he was able to do creativity-wise, can you just have somebody step in and immediately replicate that? I don't know. I mean, Jared Goff went from being kind of a cast-off in L.A. with Sean McVay, who's also a great offensive play caller, right? Someone that's also revolutionary, to kind of being the cast-off then, and then they found this this magic with him once again. So I don't know that you're just going to immediately have someone step in and be able to replicate that, because if you do something once, then teams can start to adjust to it. They can game plan for it. So if you just decided to go back with everything Ben Johnson did, teams are going to be able to adjust. The reason that Johnson and these guys are so good is they have revolutionary things year after year after year. They're throwing new concepts and they're trying new things. So I don't know that you'll just be able to step in and do that. I'm curious what the defense will look like, you know, but so you're right. Like, the Eagles had this issue a couple years ago, and it took some time before they were able to settle on new coordinators and then found a way to have some success again. So you can't just immediately think they're going to step back into being a 15-win football team.
So my thing with them is I've never thought Goff was particularly good, right? And I still think that, for the record. But I think he's the type of dude, and I bust chops a little bit too hard on him. But for me, if you make it 72 and sunny, he'll do as good or better than a lot of quarterbacks in this league. And to me, that's what was special about Ben Johnson. Now, I'm with you in the sense that I don't think much of him as a guy that's going to be a head coach. I don't think that's a leader of men. I don't think you behave the way that he does or did in that process and, you know, end up being a really good head coach. That doesn't mean he wasn't a great offensive mind, though. That's the part to me that's not in doubt. That is a brilliant offensive mind. So, you know, music will be made there in Chicago. But to me, you make it less than perfect for Jared Goff. That's how you beat him, right? Where you dirty up his feet, you get some pressure on him, you make him move, something, a look that he's not ready for. You can see the panic. You can see that meltdown coming. See that that Washington game in the postseason with the interception that he threw on a couple other moments where you go, then there are also those throws where you go, damn, that's pretty impressive. He can still do that when given time and you know his reads are easy in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, when he's playing on schedule and he's someone that can just get what's schemed up for him, then he can still be pretty good. And this is why, too, like he was successful with the Rams until Sean McVay kind of got sick of, I need a guy that I can draw everything up and it gets covered and they can still make something of it. That's what happened with Stafford. But Goff still, in terms of if you draw it up and the guy's open and you need to get it there on, you know, you need to hit your hitch and get the ball out, Jared Goff's as good as anybody at that. It's just the issue after the fact when you need to be able to make something because they covered your first or second or third read and now you have to extend the play a little bit. That's where he runs into some problems. If you get an offensive coordinator that can come in there and draw stuff up that is open when he needs to get the ball to X or Amon Ra or he needs to throw it down to Jameson Williams, if you get a coordinator that can get it so that as soon as he gets his back foot, he's getting the ball out, sure, he can still do that. But if they don't have a coordinator that can draw stuff up that's getting guys open in the scheme of the offense, then they're going to run into some problems.
Okay, so Washington for you is right behind Detroit. I don't know why I don't have the confidence to do that because the ingredients are there, right? The continuity is really, really good. Year two, they kept all their coaches, which is, again, I think an underrated storyline. It's incredible that they kept all those guys. Jaden Daniels is magical and wonderful. I keep going back to this same thing. There's this little, it's not a little splinter, it's a big splinter. It's kind of the big wedge that's in my mind preventing me from being hyper-confident. And it's that they got away with so much last year. In 11 of their 12 wins, beat teams that didn't have a winning record, were non-playoff teams, basically. And it's Hail Mary. It's not being able to run the ball. It's, the one possession games that all went their way. It's turnover margin. A lot of things that, you know, whether it's losing a fumble or getting a fumble, getting every fourth down that they went for. All these crazy things that were going their way because the run was the run, right? When you're on that run, go back to 2012. Not the same. I'm very aware. But go back to 2012. Richard Crawford is making huge plays. Mm-hmm. Who is Richard Crawford? Jim Haslett is going, hey, you, what's his name? Asking the names of some of their defenders. Backup linebackers are picking off Tony Romo with seconds remaining to seal the victory. Rob Jackson saved the world, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, these things are not sustainable things. Jaden Daniels, sustainable. A great team culture led by a great leader of men, Dan Quinn, sustainable. It's the battle of sustainable versus unsustainable. I don't know that I'm ready to just say they get out of bed, that's a 12-win team because they got that dude and they got a couple other guys in the organization. I like everything that they've done for the most part. I can call balls and strikes on a couple of moves, not understand Javon Kinlaw, worry that Ben Sinnott may not live up to the potential.
Sure.
Normal football stuff, dude. But on the whole, how could you argue with the balance sheet here? I just don't know that I'm ready to say they're a step behind Philadelphia and that's it.
So are you worried more so that they're not going to be able to get back to the playoffs more so than being able to play at the level that they could compete with them? Is that more so what you're saying because of the more difficult schedule and some of the things going their way? You're not 100% certain that they're going to be, you know, the thing you guys talked about a couple weeks ago, 10 wins. You feel like you're probably going to get in, even though Seattle didn't have that. You're still worried. What if they just take a step back and only win 9 and they miss out? Is that what you're saying?
It's kind of that. It's the, I think they'll improve on paper, which I think they have on the whole. I don't think their defense is better on paper right now than it was last year.
Do you think it's worse? Or it's about the same?
Slightly worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. I don't think it's good. I think they'll be better in some areas, worse in others, and maybe TBD. So let's call it more or less a wash. But I think the numbers might get worse because they're playing good teams. I think they improved on offense dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
See Tunsil. See Connerly. And now you've upgraded to 3 offensive line spots with 2 pieces. That's a major deal. And I think Debo's a major deal. Again, whether you're bullish on Debo's production or not, even if it's 80% of last year, it's better than Crowder, Zacchaeus, Noah Brown.
He's an upgrade. There's no question
about
that.
It's a massive upgrade. It depends on how massive. I don't love the running backs, but that's neither here nor there. They're better. I think they can be better and not win as many games.
Totally agree on that.
Right? But just because you don't, if the clown shoe that's yelling at fans and not paying attention for the Bears, pays attention and knocks it down instead of tips it to Noah Brown, you're already 11-6. Now, that wouldn't have changed everything. You still would have gone on the road in the postseason. You probably, I have to look at the seating. I think you still would have gone to Tampa. But that's the point, right? That's 10% of your season right there that flipped on a dime. A game that you have lost at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Getting every fourth down, every measurement, every possible thing, you don't get 2 of those. And you're still 80-some percent on fourth down, which is remarkable, but you could absolutely lose one of those games. You're playing better teams. I don't know. I smell that regression isn't the right word, but sort of equalizing of some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, the ball's not always going to bounce your way. The mm-hmm. puck luck we talked about the other day with the Capitals, maybe it doesn't always go your way. I think my counter to that is it definitely felt like they got a lot of the stuff to go their way. But you earn a lot of that, and you also create your own luck when the ball's in Jaden Daniels' hands.
That's true.
And you believe that he can come through. Like, everybody goes back to the end of the season. What was it, 6 or 7 straight games, won on the final play from scrimmage? Well, a lot of those are won because the ball, you're in a situation where you have the ball game tied or down by a field goal, and the ball's in Jaden Daniels' hands. It's the same thing as it's in Patrick Mahomes' hands. It's in Josh Allen's hands.
Mm-hmm.
You have confidence you're going to win that game. You don't consider that luck. You consider that having a great quarterback, right? So I think you can look at it either way. I do think that in general, some of the bounces went their way. You also look at the Cowboys game, though, where they had a chance to tie it. And they miss an extra point, right? So it can go both ways. But I think in general, most stuff went their way. And I could see it definitely being a case where they're a better football team overall. You feel better about them going into the playoffs, and they're a 10-win football team. The thing that I think me and you both are hoping they avoid, and why you may be a little bit lower, is what if they are better, but they only win 9 games and miss out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're worried about.
Right. Or it's just that, you know, you don't consider them among the elite that are ascending to knock on Philadelphia's door. Like, you look at that NFC Central last year, or NFC North, rather. I'm used to
the
Central.
Yeah. Well, in baseball, too.
The NFC North. So Detroit's 15-2. Minnesota was 14-3.
Yeah.
And there was a game at the end of the regular season that decided the division, basically. That's the point, is right down to the wire, week 18, the last game of the season, these two teams going at it, winner gets the division. One's right there behind the other. That's the implication to me when you're saying they're the biggest threat to the Eagles. And I don't know that that's the case. In the division, I think they're the second best team. And I think probably on paper, they're behind Detroit. Minnesota's a TBD because it's McCarthy. We just don't know what we don't know. But there's always the team that we're not sure about that we haven't seen yet that now becomes, you know, kind of takes that leap, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's the Rams, whether the 49ers come roaring back. I'm just not ready to automatically put Washington in there and Sharpie, I guess, is my point.
So is this when you think they're going to have the repeat winner in the NFC East for the first time in 20 plus years? But I felt this way multiple times over the last couple of years where you're like, I don't see how anyone gets past the Eagles this year. I don't see how anyone gets past the Cowboys this year. Look how good they were last year. Mm-hmm. And then they take a step back. So do the Eagles take a step back, losing their coordinator, right? Like, do you have some of those things? I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see if they can repeat what they were doing last year. And the thing is, if you're trying to figure out who is the biggest threat to them, I think it's got to be Washington. And as much as you want to have some reservations and not set the expectations too high, as much as we're going to do the what ifs, everything goes the other way, what if everything still goes Washington's way? They could win 12 games again, right? They could win eight, maybe even more.
Totally.
Because they have the better quarterback than a lot of these. And you look at the beginning of last year to the end of last year, the way that Jaden was playing, he's playing like a top five quarterback.
And that's the equalizer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. So your point about back-to-back division winners is exactly right. I mean, Philadelphia, everyone was having this conversation, not last year, but 2 years ago, coming off their Super Bowl appearance, right, where they probably should have won that Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts outplayed Pat Mahomes in that Super Bowl. And you're sitting there going, my God, this is the beginning of something special. Who's going to beat them? Well, it turns out Dallas was. They were the 12-5 team, and Washington was a disaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.